Track 23.
Good evening and welcome to Financial Questions and Answers. This is Beth Getway, and our guest on today's show is Peter Steinhaus, a German investment specialist who also owns his own investment company. He will try to give us some insight into the German attitude towards investment. I'm glad to have you on our show today, Peter.
Good evening, Beth. Thank you for inviting me along.
Now, Peter, as a German, I'm sure that you can give us a first-hand insight into the topic.
I'll try my best to explain the German mindset as regards investments.
Okay, let's begin by going back more than 90 years to 1923. Where do you see similarities to today when we talk about money?
Looking back, we see that inflation at the time was low, and it's low now again. Yet German investors still don't believe in investing in local firms. The only difference between the two periods in question is that savings were worthless in the 1920s.
What is the present situation with regard to investments in the German money market? And why is it so difficult for an investment advisor to understand that behavior?
German investors still do not seem to trust their own firms when it comes to it. Just think. Only 15% of Germans are direct owners of equities, and 21% have invested in mutual funds. And that in spite of a continued rally by the German DAX and the very low interest rates on savings. In comparison, nearly 50% of Americans have invested money in equities.
Well, this attitude is particularly hard to follow when you look at the figures. The German DAX has risen by 42% since the financial crisis in 2008, and the German bonds brought 31% in returns. Which financial products did the majority of Germans go for instead?
It may seem odd that the Germans' favorite financial product is still the savings book, a document that is handed to the holder of a savings account. Nearly every child in Germany is the proud owner of a savings account. And this is still the case even though experts agree that putting your money into a savings account is one of the worst investment choices possible. Interest rates on savings accounts are extremely low, and there are limits to the amount you can withdraw. But nonetheless, when the Germans were asked in a recent poll why they are turning to the savings book as their foremost financial product, the word security was mentioned most often in people's responses. This attitude to saving fits in with all the other responses in the poll. Germans like to save for their retirement, for emergencies, or for substantial purchases such as cars.
The word returns obviously isn't a consideration. I see here in the poll that only 15% gave returns as a reason for investing money.
That's right. These days Germans like to invest in or purchase goods instead of following the advice of an investment advisor. Investment advisors don't have a good reputation in Germany.
How do advisors themselves feel about this?
They feel that their hands are tied by all sorts of government restrictions. Advisors have to make a list of the points covered in meetings with clients, even when it is just an informal meeting. A detailed record must be kept at all times.
What we've heard so far does not point to any changes in attitude in the near future. Thank you, Mr. Steinhaus, for the insight you have given our listeners. We hope to have you back on our show at the end of the month when we talk about investment opportunities abroad.
I look forward to that. Thank you for having me on your show.